February 2017, 5 a.m. I'm walking into the doors of Blink Fitness, a pretty standard commercial gym. I was tired, sleepy, and I had an immense feeling of why the hell am I doing this on my mind. I was wearing my finest Adidas track pants and a tank top from my favorite college bar, rocking out some crappy mix of songs from a generic playlist on Spotify. This was day one, but how did I get there? You see, at this time, I was a whopping 334 pounds, and emotionally, I was incredibly depressed. Most people actually wouldn't have known it either. Most people recognized me for my cheery laugh at everything demeanor, but at that time, there was a lot going on in my mind. I had recently gotten out of a nearly 2-year relationship. I was unhappy with my career. I was broke, living in a tiny bedroom, and I was barely making ends meet every month, living paycheck to paycheck. I felt alone. I saw myself one night, sad, downtrodden, eating a whole pizza, smoking pot, and drinking all by myself. It hit a breaking point. A point where I decided that I was done being sad. I wanted to find something that was going to make me happy. Fast forward to a challenge I received from my brother. He accidentally laid that out for me. You see, my brother was always a jokester, always one to tease me lovingly, like any brother would. And my entire life, I was always just the chubby, unathletic, lovable doof. One day, while talking about his upcoming wedding, I jokingly said that I would get into tuxedo shape for his wedding. He laughed it off. I had probably made hundreds of similar declarations my entire life. But this time, something was different. So here I am, back at the gym. I had put together a list of stuff I wanted to do, based on some exercise databases I had scoured through the night before. It was a mixture of weightlifting and some time on a cardio machine. Initially, I was going to the gym a couple times a week, not really changing my diet, but going consistently. A couple of weeks in, I felt great. I made the conscious decision not to weigh myself. This was key at the time. I didn't care about a number. I cared about how I felt. I figured out that I loved working out in the mornings because the gym was empty. That was my time to decompress from my stressful job. It was just time for me, my headphones, and the gym. Eventually, I started going long enough where it soon became a habit, and the people around me started to notice changes in me. They would ask me all the time, "How much weight have you lost?" And honestly, I couldn't tell them. I just told them I was just working on me. You know, that cliche everyone says. Soon after, I discovered that if I wanted my workouts to feel better, I would need to start eating better. I slowly started to reduce my intake of chopped cheese sandwiches and sugary lattes. Then, I noticed that the quality of my workouts were getting so much better, and I really started to enjoy this. Dare I say, it was kind of fun. 5 months in, it was time for my brother's wedding. By this point, I had lost around 45 pounds. I knew because I weighed myself for the first time the week of the wedding. I had successfully gotten myself into tuxedo shape. Everyone at the wedding was complimenting me. I felt so good about myself and how people felt a wave of a different kind of positive energy radiating from me. There was a great change happening right before all of our eyes. I then decided to keep that going. That wasn't the moment I wanted to stop. Now, along the way, there were plenty of things that I tried and failed. Different workout techniques, a bunch of different fitness classes, weird supplements. I made a ton of mistakes. But I did a lot of things right too. There were definitely days where I was wondering what I was doing it all for. But there were also days where I wanted to push further than I ever thought possible. Today, I'm down over 130 pounds. Most people say that they barely recognize me. I'm the fastest, strongest, and that I've ever been, too. To be honest, I barely recognize me. I'm at the point now where people think I'm fit. It's pretty cool. What's cooler than that is other people of all shapes and sizes with their own goals ask me how I did it. They tell me stories of their struggles. I see so much of myself in all of those people. It breaks my heart when I see people along the same path that I felt so clueless on. In came my idea, Bodega Body. My initial idea was simple. It was to tell my story, how I did what I did, and the mistakes I made. Knowing that I couldn't afford fancy food or a fancy diet program, I had to work with what I had. And all I had at the time was my low-cost gym and my low-cost supermarket on a super tight budget. There are tons of people who grew up like me in a poor neighborhood in the South Bronx who have an immense love of food. And that love of food and the food they're eating is doing them immense harm. They want to hit their goals, but don't know how to start. And initially, I thought that the way to help was to give tips, to give ideas. But one of the things that I've learned along the way is that there's much more than goes into health and fitness than what meets the eye. What led me 4 years ago to balloon up to 334 pounds wasn't laziness. It wasn't just a lack of knowledge. I grew up in an environment where there was a ton of environmental pressures. There were gangs, there were drugs. My parents had financial troubles. My father was an alcoholic. My parents didn't have the time or the energy or even the knowledge to teach me the things that I needed to learn. My school didn't have access to great food. My family didn't have access to enough income to provide better food. So today, my mission is simple: uncover and fight for all the issues that are barriers to health, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. You see, a person whose village was devastated by a flood caused by climate change can't necessarily worry about their health and wellness. A person with no access to great food in their neighborhood can't worry about their health and wellness. A person whose success is being measured by antiquated health notions and metrics can't be successful. A person whose health insurance is reliant on those can't be successful. A young man who's shot by a police officer on his way home can't be successful. The goal of this podcast is to uncover the fight for health, uncover the fight for justice in the food space, in the climate space, and in the world. Because injustice anywhere is a risk to health everywhere. My name is Rich Sabata, and this is the fight for our health.